So we all know that pain and discomfort patients will experience immediately after surgery. But when the patient's been discharged home, what do they expect? Do they expect this pain and discomfort to continue? Are we giving them enough skills to know when they should be asking for help? I get a lot of patients referred to me who have difficulty moving and have quite a lot of problems with pain. In fact, I saw a lady just on Friday, a typical 4 o'clock patient on a Friday afternoon, referred to me with reduced range of movement. And actually, when I looked at her and I did a full assessment, her range of movement actually wasn't the biggest problem. One of the biggest problems was her pain and her discomfort. And when I asked her on that consultation, what did she score her pain at now, today, at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being excruciating, 0 being 0, she said a 7. And I said, what does it get to? Where does it get to? She says it can get to a 10. And I said, what's the best it ever is? And she said it's a 5. And that was with taking paracetamol, with taking tramadol, with seeing her GP regularly, and she was several years down the line post reconstruction. And actually what this lady needed was really good pain management. And when I asked her why she hadn't addressed this and had this looked at, I thought it was something I had to live with. They've done the surgery, they've taken the cancer, they've given me the new breast, and I thought I had to live with it. And the first thing I'm doing is referring her to our pain management specialist team, because she's obviously got neuropathic pain which needs looking at before I can get too involved. So please be aware of ongoing problems with pain and discomfort and the fact that patients think they have to live with it. We know that decreased shoulder mobility and weakness is a problem. In the work that I'm doing in research, we're looking at patients up to 12 weeks post-surgery. And we're currently looking at about 70% of those will come with a decreased range of movement. And unfortunately, a lot of those patients will go on to chemotherapy, radiotherapy, with a decreased range of movement. So it is a real problem. And something we need to educate patients about and be much more proactive in preventing problems with long-term shoulder problems. Cording. Cording can come about. One of my best friends who's a physio who had reconstruction rang me up and said, I've got cording. How can I as a physio have cording? And I said to her, anyone can get cording. But are we giving people advice on what to do with it? Are we snapping cording? There are some practitioners around physios that do actually look at snapping cording. I personally don't. I look at doing lots of myofascial release and stretching of cording to enable freedom of movement. But what advice are we giving? Are we giving our patients the right advice post-operatively and where to go for help? Recurrent seromas. I think we all have problems with recurrent seromas, particularly after reconstructions. Are we giving patient the right advice? Yes, you can put a needle in and pull the fluid off, but actually if the patient goes home and then goes and sweeps the drive, actually aren't we going to perpetuate the problem? And this happens very often when I see a patient and they may be 3 or 4 or 5 weeks down the line post LD reconstruction and they're still coming back to have their seroma drained. And when you actually ask them what they've been doing gardening. This time of year with the good weather, it keeps physios in business. But they've all been out in the garden and they've all been doing a lot of work. And actually, it's not helping their seroma at all. What we should be doing is educating them in what to be doing and how to manage a seroma, a problem with a seroma. We know lymphedema is a problem, and it's about helping patients, recognising the risks. But also, if we're teaching patients to moisturise their arm on a regular basis, why don't we teach them to moisturise their arm in a way that would support the lymphatic system? It's just as easy to teach a patient to put some moisturising cream on, starting at the top, always with the gentle strokes, and working their way down the limb, and that's going to help support the lymphatic system, and also it's going to give the patient back a sense of control, something that they can do to help themselves. I say this because I'm also a lymphedema practitioner, so I'm very much aware that we really need to help patients in understanding lymphedema and give them something that they can do that will help prevent. And also patients with ongoing infection. When they're discharged, who's picking up the problems with infection? And it's commonly the GPs. So we know that that can be a problem and lead to quite some quite complex scar tissue.